these first week and a half where we've had to adjust and get a little more work and make sure that that timing's there. And that's just part of it. That's part of training camp, part of practice, and the ability to look at things on film and then go back and I can correct them. And I feel like I did that today.
Was that pretty obvious?
Not really. You know, that's what I like. Between a make and a miss, there's not, if you watch film, there's not usually a ton that that looks different. So it's minor things. It's little, just a little adjustment, a little alignment things. And, just looked at the film, looked at a couple of things, tightened it down, and, went out there and did the ball all the day. So it's that's what my goal is if that happens, then you got to come back and make the kicks the next day, and that's what I'm doing. And that's why it's practice, and that's why we're working, and that's why we're getting extra snaps, is just so that when we get into the game, we know that it's going to be automatic, and everyone's going to be
there.
We all kind of look at it, Coach Slocum looks at see things that might not be the same as they are every time. So that's kind of where we have our relationship in that is, if something looks just a little off, he might point it out and we'll just talk it through. And but I'm kind of I'm doing my own coaching on the fly at times, and just you can't change too much on the field. In those situations, you usually have to go back and look at it. And like today, I felt like I really, really adjusted and could fall. We're obviously it's like I said, it's practice, it's training camp, and we're making sure that if but there's injuries, then we have contingency plans. So we're working other snappers, other holders, just so that we have those reps with them. And guys are different. Not bad, good, anything like that. It's just guys are different. Snaps are different speeds, different things like that. So it's one of those that each time you get a different look. You get I just have to go out there and adjust to that. And it's part of the game, part of the training camp. And it's good to see those situations and adjust them.
There have been figures in the past have been finding quite a bit about these types of changes, and you seem to be pretty well reserved about the. Having
you
just go through it.
Yeah, it's obviously not happy with misses, and it's one that we talk about it, and then we just we make sure that we make it the best we can. And I'm part of all that, and I have to do my part regardless of what happens, even in the game, ball in the spot, snap, whatever. I have to still do my best and do everything I can to put the ball through. There's no excuse there, on my part. So. I'm here to work, and I'm working with every guy, and making sure that we get the reps so that that come game time, it's perfect.
Mason, for lack of a better analogy, is it like a 7-iron where you leave the club face open and you just got to make it up a little bit, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's minor things. At this point, I'm kicking the ball so much, and I feel like as far as miss hits, I'm not missing the ball. I'm making good contact. It's just minor adjustments, and so. Like I said, on film, sometimes you can't even, from one kick to another, it's not a huge thing. And, sometimes out there, you might think the wind's doing something, play it just a little too much. But it's one of those that, I look at it, I said, okay, I need to just tighten it down just a little bit. I thought I was getting a little wide, and I brought it in, and I was really behind the ball today, hitting it well. So.